facing criticism for touting an idea of former President Trump's no taxes on tips for service workers. In Uvalde, Texas, the city releasing police body cam footage, officer text messages, and other documents from that day, most of it confirming that the police response in May of 2022 was full of confusion, chaos, and a deadly delay. 19 students and two teachers killed. This is ABC News. Hundreds of firefighters in Greece trying to get control of a forest fire burning on the northern edge of Athens. A children's hospital has been evacuated. The Paris Olympics have officially wrapped up, but still up in the air. The bronze medal worn by American gymnast Jordan Chiles. ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
The controversy began last week when Chiles took fifth place. Her coach appealed the score, and the so-called scoring inquiry was a success. Chiles was bumped from fifth place up to bronze and celebrating an all-black podium with Simone Biles, Brazil's Rebeca Andrade. But this weekend, a bombshell announcement. An independent arbitrator said that scoring inquiry from Chiles' coach last week was made 4 seconds too late. Inquiries must be made within 1 minute of the performance. Chiles, heartbroken, and USA Gymnastics late yesterday fighting back,
saying it now has video evidence that the appeal was submitted in time. Paris officials also say they arrested a man spotted climbing the Eiffel Tower just hours before the closing ceremonies. He was caught halfway up. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The gap between the haves and the have-nots is getting wider in Wisconsin. Mike Mohn has more.
The University of Wisconsin-Madison summary says income inequality in the Badger State isn't quite as high as the national level, but it has been growing steadily over the past 30 years. The author says higher-income individuals benefit disproportionately from economic growth. Robert Craig with Citizen Action of Wisconsin says years of policy decisions and tax code changes are driving factors.
We need to deliberate policy that restores the conditions for greater economic equality and greater racial equality, because our socioeconomic system is color-coded, and where you are more likely to be poor if you were black or brown than if you were white.
Craig says jobs tied to clean energy growth, spurred by federal investments, can help reverse years of troubling trends. But he says other important sectors, like childcare, need structural changes to foster stronger wage growth. Craig suggests if someone working a low-wage job can't take time off to attend a training course, they stand little chance of advancing in a new career. So, he says another reform that's needed is an overhaul of job training programs.
A lot of the workforce training programs we have are helpful to a number of people, but they don't move the inequality numbers because they don't reach enough people.
The Inflation Reduction Act has set aside billions to train and place people in clean energy jobs, but Craig says other programs need to pay people to train and start working in a new career much sooner. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Dodgers are coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a four-game series against the LA Dodgers tonight in Milwaukee. Veteran lefty Clayton Kershaw on the mound for Los Angeles against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta. Yesterday, the crew got a look at lefty D.L. Hall, back for the first time since going on the IL last April. Manager Pat Murphy.
Best he's thrown all year, my opinion, that I've witnessed. Thought he deserved better luck. I don't think he would have given up but one run. Thought he maintained it. I thought he was very good.
The Brewers losing 4-3 to the Reds, snapping a 5-game winning streak for Milwaukee. NFL, Packers back at practice this week. Then they head to Denver to play the Broncos Sunday night. The Badgers have a quarterback competition going on. Is it going to be Tyler Van Dyke or Braden Locke?
These guys are battling right now, and I think the advantage that Braden has is he has a year under his belt and a huge working knowledge, and he is twice the player that he was last year. I just said that in the staff meeting the other day. He is vastly improved.
That's offensive coordinator Phil Longo. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. Highs in the upper 70s. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm midday to early afternoon. For tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Lows around 53. A sprinkle or a light shower on Tuesday. Otherwise mostly sunny. And highs near 80.
Right now, it's 52.
98Q Country. Country.
Got every quality. single thing that makes up my wildest dreams. Sometimes I still can't quite believe she's holding me, 'cause she got it all. In my prayer, until I saw her face, I knew I'd found the place where I could keep my every faith eternally. at you like a knife, and her lips taste like sweet red wine, and her pretty legs go to heaven every time. She got a gentle way that puts me at ease, and when she walks in a room I can hardly breathe. Got a devastated smile like a grown man to his knees. She got one of them feelings, it blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them feelings, I don't know what to do. Every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. You know I've never been the type they would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people asking why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got one of them feelings, it blows me away. She's everything I wanna say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them feelings, I don't know what to do. Every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. When she loves me, girl, that's how I feel. Just when she loves me, I'm on top of the world. It's when she loves me, no, I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable. She got one of them idiots, it blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you, I do. You got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is.
Hey y'all, this is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
A long-lived cowgirl, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
All dust for while this six
by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. But I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine. I ain't rich, but Lord, I'm free. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's where I'll be.
Little George Strait, little country classic to get your Monday going. Amarillo by morning. Good morning to you on the 12th of August. Yeah, Monday, August 12th. Hope your weekend was good. Yesterday was interesting. Scattering of showers just randomly. All of a sudden, it was like sunny, sunny, sunny. And then it just would get a little bit dark in the sky. And then phew, the spigot opened and we got a... There was a one point, there was a rain shower where it was just coming straight down. I love those. Love those. Yeah, because if you left your window open in your car, it's not going to get as wet, especially if you got those little protectors on the top of the window, you know. So it's just it was a good day yesterday, temperature-wise. So what are we going to do weather-wise this week, you're saying? I know there's a lot of tourists in the area. August is always a month. I kind of forgot about this until I... saw what was going on over the weekend. August is a very popular month for tourists from other parts of the United States where it's very warm or whatever reason. Awesome to see people up here enjoying the North Woods. And so what's going to be like out at the cabin or the campground for you? It's going to be fairly warm, upper 70s, 80. And I know for those of you visiting outside the area, you're like, please, Joel, really? Warm, 80. Yeah. If you're from Vegas, you just shut the radio off. What did Rick... Rick told me that Vegas had 112 degrees plus for, like, 20 days in a row, or maybe it was more than that. Very, very hot out there. So 78 today, and we have a 20% chance of rain. Temperatures right around 80, maybe a few degrees warmer than that for tomorrow and Wednesday. Little, if any, chance of rain. Or tomorrow, Wednesday. Thursday appears to be the beginning of some rain. So Thursday, we have a 90% chance of rain. Friday at 60%. Saturday, we don't look at that because it's way too far ahead. But there does seem to be a pattern of rain showers starting on Thursday and running probably Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So the early part of the week is going to be better as far as staying dry, but temperature-wise... temperatures will be, again, pushing 80 today, tomorrow, Wednesday, probably low to mid-70s as we get into Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. All right. We had a busy-slash-stressful weekend here at the radio station as it transitioned to a lot of things continues. We did equipment a few months ago, and we implemented a brand new, I know you probably don't care, but I'm going to share anyway because it was a stressful weekend. Which, by the way, I would like to applaud myself, the morning show guy, did not have a drop of alcohol at one point, at any point over the weekend, which is a bigger accomplishment than you'll ever know. Second of all, a brand new computer programming system. So, you know, like sometimes you, if your job involves computers, which most of you do, you know, you have a computer program that does certain things for you. Well, I had that weekend where I went from that program, then we said goodbye to it and went to this program, and the transition was, whew. But the good news for you, temporarily anyway, for the new system, is that the bump bump is not in the system right now. It'll return, don't get me wrong, but it's not available to me right now. It may be as soon as tomorrow, but not available right now. So you get a break from that. Congratulations. We're going to get you news at the top of the hour. We will get the news and sports at the bottom of the hour moving forward, but can't do it right now. But we'll, I mean, I could, but I wasn't ready for it. So we will get you weather updated twice an hour, of course. We'll do that throughout the morning, and I hope your week has some good things in store for it. This Monday, August 12th, should be a pretty nice day outside.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Getting ready for back to school at Macy's is all about fresh starts and new looks, making it one of summer's greatest hits. Save on must-haves like cargos, mini dresses, jeans, and more that'll hold up from the first day of school to the last. Plus, you'll find all the top quality brands you love, like Nike, Jordan, Levi's, and the all-new Epic Threads. Shop Macy's and make the first day back the best one yet. Check out Macy's.com/back to school today.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Now scanning the country music playlist.
I feel like a lady.
On minimum wage. And it was good knowing you.
Your next auditory experience has been selected.
98Q Country.
Yesterday, it was years ago, we were singing every word on the radio. Kinda like them songs could save our souls, somehow, some way. We was falling fast, we was jumping in. Blue jean halo hanging off a limb. Two American kids, just like them, every time we'd play. And it blew us away.
Do you turn it up, do you sing along every time you hear that song? Like we did then, like we did when. Do you close your eyes, does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back to six packs in a Chevy Cheyenne? Way back when I was Jack and you were dying.
Yeah. Yeah, we were never growing up or growing old, breaking up or letting go. Girl, just like rock and roll, where's it gone? But I hope like hell every now and again I blow across your mind like that summer wind. And you're holding on to 16 long as you can every time that it comes on.
Do you turn it up, do you sing along every time you hear that song? Like we did then, like we did when. Do you close your eyes, does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back? To six packs and a Chevy Cheyenne way back when I was Jack and you were dying. Chevy Cheyenne way back when I was Jack and you were dying. Yeah, way back, way on back when I was Jack and you were dying. Yeah, do you close your eyes, does it make you laugh when I was Jack and you were dying? Take it back, take it back.
I can take the rain on the roof of this empty house, that don't bother me. I can take a few tears now and then and just let them out. In a while, even though going on with you gone still upsets me. There are days every now and again I pretend I'm okay, but that's not what gets me. What hurts the most was being so close and having so much to say. Do.
98Q Country.
It ain't my fault, so don't blame me. I swear I just came here to unwind and have one drink. The way it looks, it ain't what you think. This Cabernet has a way of vanishing on me. There's a hole.
Down to my last time. Edition.
The man made a ball.
98 Q Country.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You're just living like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. She got the best of me. She broke my heart. Now all that's left of me. She got the best of me. I picked myself up off the floor and found something new worth a living for. And an old dusty hand-me-down six string and a couple chords. I'm getting over her a little more with every song. See, I'll sing along.
Combs at 98 Q Country. A good Monday to you. We'll get you some words of wisdom to get your day moving here in just a little bit. Olympics analyzation. I got a way to break the tiebreaker. The gold medal tie between China and the U.S. I got a way to break it. I'll share it with you later. 98 Q Country Morning Show. Here's Montgomery Gentry.
This ain't no temporary, typical, tearful goodbye. This ain't no breaking up and waking up and making up one more time. This is gone,
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 gone.
Gone like a freight train, gone like yesterday. Gone like a soldier in the Civil War, bang, bang. Gone like a 59 Cadillac, like all the good.
Like a soldier in the Civil War, bang.
is gone.
Montgomery Gentry, country classic at 98Q Country. Good Monday to you. I have got great news for many of you. For a while have been just kind of very nicely, when we talk about the radio station and what you like and all that stuff, you have said, you know, we really would like, you know, to hear more country from the 90s, 80s, 90s, maybe early 2000s even. So the good news is, It already happened over the weekend, and it's something I've been pushing for. It's not easy to do with scheduling music, but it's here. It's here. Like that song right there. You're going to hear a lot of especially 90s country and the George Straits and the Garth Brooks and stuff like that. So if I had the applause sound effect available to me, I would be doing it. Nice putt. Yeah, all right. The golf applause. So I'm very excited for you, our listeners, and for us. We'll still be playing the new stuff, you know, the Luke Combs and the Morgan Wallen. That'll still be mixed in, but not quite at a ratio that it was before. So congratulations to you, because when you guys tell us stuff, it doesn't necessarily happen, you know, like that, but we want to hear from you. And as always, we had a little town hall meeting last week that we had some good input on, and we appreciated that. So you'll continue to kind of hear tweaks and adjustments here and there. And one of the tweaks and adjustments we're doing is really emphasizing local news and sports and stuff like that. We're excited to have high school football on the air in a couple of weeks. I think the 30th. That's, what, 2 weeks from Friday, and they start practice today, I believe, for football. So 2 weeks from Friday will be the first 8-man game. We'll have coverage of Loggers and Screaming Eagles, and of course we'll have some Prentice games and Rib Lake games in there. They now have their own 8-man teams, and Mellon will be in there. Of course, Shawamigan is Butternut, Glidden, and Mercer. Butternut, Glidden. Glidden's already in there. Mercer, and got that all together. They're all in the Shawamigan School, of course. So we're very excited to be doing that. We got a good day for you today. If you pick today to vacation here in the North Woods, I think you're going to like it. It's August, so an early morning chill is expected and acceptable. It was out there about 5:30 this morning with the dog, and it was about as good as you can get. This is just my absolutely favorite time of the year. Just because for those of us who get up early, being able to just walk outside and just that first step, you just pause and you're like, oh, perfect. Sometimes January, February, that first step out the door, you take the first step and your first thing you think is survival. Just get to the car. Don't get stuck in a drift. Didn't have any drifting last winter, but it'll be coming. So a nice day and a nice morning. Today, tomorrow, Wednesday, all should be real good. Maybe some rain later in the week. They're talking a real good chance of rain as we get into Thursday and Friday. We get your day going by giving you some words of wisdom. Let's focus on the family to get the day going.
Being a stepmom may be one of the toughest jobs a woman can have.
but your relationship with your stepkids can thrive if you'll make respect your primary goal. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. If you're a new stepmom, you may be facing a dilemma. You and your new husband are ready to get your lives underway, but your husband's children, well, they're not exactly warming up to you. It can take a long time for them to adjust to a new step-parent, no matter why the previous marriage ended. Of course, in the meantime, that can make home life pretty uncomfortable. Stepmoms often respond by trying even harder to create a loving mother-child relationship. It's understandable, but it usually doesn't work. If your stepchild feels pressured to love you as much as their biological mother, it'll drive them further away. That's just not a relationship they're ready for yet. So what's a stepmom to do? Well, authors Kathy Lipp and Carol Boley suggest a practical new approach. Instead of attempting to take on the full role of mom right away, interact with the kids more like a loving aunt or even a camp counselor. That will usually minimize the pressure everyone is feeling to create an intimate mother-child bond. Make respect the primary goal, and the loving relationship you're hoping for will have a chance to develop more naturally. If you can use some help adjusting to your role as a stepmom, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Isn't there a Republican primary election for the 68th Assembly District coming up?
August 13th, I'm voting for Rob Summerfield. I trust his conservative leadership.
Me too. He stopped that crazy liberal agenda in Madison.
What about rising costs?
Folks are struggling to keep up. That's why Rob passed tax relief for families and retirees.
And stopping illegal immigration?
Rob voted to send the National Guard to help secure the southern border and pass legislation keeping illegal immigrants from voting.
Let's keep Rob fighting for us. Vote Rob Summerfield for 68th Assembly, August 13th.
Paid for by Friends of Rob Summerfield.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Conservative voices are not being represented in Madison. You deserve elected officials who listen, share your values, and get results. I'm Scott Harbridge, running for State Assembly in the 74th District to return our government to we the people. Poor leadership and broken promises at the state capitol are destroying our economy, driving inflation, and risking lives. I served 4 years in the Army with the 82nd and 509th Airborne and 26 years with the Department of Corrections. I know how to tackle tough challenges, and now I'm ready to serve you by taking on the establishment in Madison. I'm the only candidate in the race endorsed by Pro-Life Wisconsin. I'm pro-life, pro-law enforcement, and pro-freedom. I promise to always be honest and transparent. You'll never wonder where I stand. The fight between good and evil is black and white. Vote for me, Scott Harbridge, on August 13th in the Republican primary. I can't do this without your vote. Send me a patriot to Madison, and let's make America great again. Thank you. Paid for by Harbridge for 74th Assembly District.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTime'sIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal...
company.
...contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny today. Highs in the upper 70s. Chance of a shower or thunderstorm midday to early afternoon. For tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm. Lows around 53. A sprinkle or a light shower on Tuesday. Otherwise mostly sunny and highs near 80.
It's 51 at our studios.
This is great.
Oh, that's so great.
Great.
It's the best radio station.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
We'll get you updated on all the weekend news and sports. Coming up at the top of the hour, Warren Zilger is now. It's called Pretty Little Poison. 98Q.
Every now in a bed this time, it's like she knows I'm lonely. Rolls up when wine is gone, like a record on repeat. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my pretty. She wants me. Try my best not to fall where she falls into me. We all need some kind of fix. For me, she's the one I pick. Nothing else will do the trick. She's all I need. She's my.
Local radio.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. The Pentagon announcing a tactical move, more military might on the way to the Middle East.
The Pentagon moving a guided missile submarine, the USS Georgia, to the Middle East. The location of that sub, armed with cruise missiles, normally top secret. And by also speeding up the redeployment of an additional